someone to call mine.
But Mama said you can't hurry love. No, you just have to wait.
She said love gon' come easy, but it's a game of give and take.
I can't hurry love. No, you just have to wait.
Just a good time, no matter how long it takes. It's almost gone, I remember Mama said, no, you just have to wait.
She said love don't come easy, it's a game of give and take.
How long must I wait? How much more must I take?
Before loneliness will cause my heart to break.
No, I can't bear to live my life alone. Said, no, you just have to wait. She said, love don't come easy. Well, it's a game of give and take.
Just
trust in my girl's heart.
No matter
how long it takes.
Now break. No love.
Anticipating.
Oh, that's all the boys
talk to me at night.
For some tender arms to hold me tight.
I keep waiting, oh, until that day.
When Mama said, can't hurry love.
No, you just have to wait. She said, love don't come easy.
It ain't easy. But Mama said,
you can't hurry love.
No, you just have to wait.
She said, love don't come easy, but it's a game of give and take. Said love don't come easy, but it's a game of give and take. And welcome to the Episode Monthly Show for the month of July 2023. Myself, Derek Shapiro, here in Cranston, Rhode Island. And of course, everybody knows the Whatever Kid, aka Dylan Schneider. You're in Everett, Mass?
Yeah.
How's Everett treating you?
It's going all right now.
Oh my God! We're joined by Vinny Bucci out of Johns Creek, Georgia. So we're joined by Fly Girl Sandy. Before we get to Vinny, let's get the woman.
Hello, everybody. Hello.
Yes, my guest co-host, because you know women come before the men. You know what I'm saying? So I should have introduced you before Dylan, but. But Vinny was last to join us, you know? So we're going to the water, you know? Mm-hmm. Wait, how about Vinny's picture? Okay. By the way, so Sandy, where are you? What city are you in?
I'm in East Providence.
You're in East Providence, Rhode Island.
Rhode Island, so, yep.
Rhode Island. So Dylan's in Mass. Both me and you are in Rhode Island. Vinny's in Johns Creek, Georgia, right?
Yes, I am.
How you doing, Vinny?
Doing okay. Second podcast of the day or audio show of the day, so I'm excited.
So what I love about this, we all have radio experience. So, first of all, there's no question. Me and Dylan, we met at Salem State Radio. That's how we met. I was the community member. He was a student at Salem State Radio. But me and Sandy... Tell about how we met. What station were you on, Sandy, in Rhode Island?
I was on a couple stations. So I was on 88.1. I was on 95.5. And then I did a lot of like Music Fiend stuff. So I'm not sure which one. I think I met you at, was it 88.1?
Yeah, 88.1, Brown University, right?
Yep, Brown University, yep.
Right. It was funny because at 95.5, WBRU, huh?
Yep.
And were you on the new 101.1 recently at all?
No. Nope.
Okay, but I was on the Franchise Morning Show with Ms. Rhodey.
Ms. Rhodey, yep, yep. I'm one of her, Franchise. I'm one of her, or Rhodey Angels.
You're Rhodey Angel? Me too. Well, okay, so I got Ms. Rhodey. I'm responsible to get Ms. Rhodey the job at my karaoke place. I'm a karaoke host 3 days a week at Patriot Bar and Grill. Did you know I was responsible to get in her? I mean, she was more of a responsible herself, but I got her. She gave me credit on. She did a post and say thank you to Derek, you know, for getting me for helping me get the job. But she did it on her own. But I'm saying I was responsible. I told her about it. They were looking for somebody. I told Tommy, the owner, and the rest is history. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. Yeah.
Her skills got her the job, but you got her the foot in the door is what you're trying to say.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, there we go. There we go.
I never want to take full responsibility, but I guess I kicked her butt to get in there, you know?
But Tommy's a cool dude anyway.
Yeah, but she's so nice. Like, I was on the Franchise Morning Show once, and then Franchise and Ms. Rhodey came on this show, you know.
Oh, nice.
So I met a lot of people in 2023, you know. And then Vinny has, he was an intern in Atlanta for the longest. Tell us about your radio experience, Vinny.
Yeah, I was on the Regular Guys show on Rock 100.5 for 4 years. So that was the run I had here. And then I did 1 year at 92.9 The Answer. It was an AM show. I was there for about a year. So I got about, I've been in radio for that amount of time, plus the online internet stuff that I've done. So mostly I've been doing a podcast since 2008.
Cool.
Yeah.
It was funny because I used to intern for Pro FM back in the day here in Rhode Island. Right.
Yeah.
And one time I got Vinny to do a segment in Rhode Island from Atlanta on Pro FM.
I got a lot of heat for this one.
And one of the co-hosts recently got laid off from Pro FM. Kim Zandy.
Yeah, Kim. Okay.
Okay. Kim got laid off from Cumulus.
Yeah. Yeah. Derek got me in a lot of trouble when I was on Giovanni and Kim.
Yes.
The Regular Guys were not happy that I took that interview, but they were not happy about that.
But at least you have a name for yourself in Rhode Island because of that.
No, I did. I did. But yeah, I got a lot of calls like asking why I did that interview. And I was like, I didn't even book it. I was dead asleep. Derek woke me up and said, Giovanni and Kim want to talk to you. I'm like, okay. But, all right. That's all I was told.
But Vinny, are you surprised that Kim got laid off?
I guess. I mean, I don't know too much about Giovanni and Kim other than the interactions I had with them on the air. So
here's the thing. I'm going to ask you, Sandy. They should never fire a woman. Women get more. I feel women get more responses or more fans than guys. Okay.
Yeah. What do you think? I think so, because when I was on 88.1, we did a late night show, and the ACI, which is the prison out here, used to listen to us a lot, and they used to send us letters. And it got to the point that they were sending me their commissary. Like, I was getting Reese's Pieces and Kit Kats, and I was just like, and the other radio hosts were kind of jealous, because they're like, why are they sending you candy and not me? I'm just like, I don't know.
They're trying to get your phone number. No disrespect to Sandy, I'm sure you're incredibly talented, but I'm just saying, if people are most guys that are sending you candy are trying to get a date and your phone number.
Yeah, exactly. But they were in prison, so I was just like, oh no.
Damn.
So speaking about
they were in prison and they were looking for a place to stay when they got out.
Probably they were trying to get me, because at that time I was doing a lot of music stuff. So I was doing a Kishi girl. So it was like a promotional model. So I was doing a lot of music things with all these different artists and DJs. So they were sending me all kinds of like their music and their lyrics to songs. And I'm like, well, it doesn't make sense. If I don't hear what it coming out of your mouth, me reading it, it's not going to get you anything anywhere. So it was interesting. I was just like, oh God. But yeah, the females get a lot more follows and stuff like that than some of the males. But the males, right now, the females on the outside of the radio are listening to some of the males. So, you know, you guys got fans too.
I mean, the regular guys did very well. They didn't really have like the only thing we had was like we had a female that ran the soundboard, but that was about it. So in some cases, it depends on the show and how popular the person is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, exactly. We know at 680 The Fan, there was a girl named Sandra Golden that is on there, and she at first a lot of people were concerned, not just because I mean nobody really cared if she was a woman, but she was a woman on a sports show. So she had a lot of dues to pay.
Oh, yeah.
It turns out, but the reason people liked her was not just because she was a woman, but because she was a woman and understood sports.
Sports. Like, oh, that's a big thing. A lot of people tell me, you should get into the sport field. I said, oh, I don't know nothing about sports.
Trust me. If you don't know anything about sports, that's the thing. And that's the thing they understand is that no matter how good looking a girl is, if you're on a sports show and you don't know anything about sports, that turns guys off more.
Complete fail.
Because sports is the only place guys go to escape women is sports. Like, that's the only thing. It's like, it's girls and sports, and they don't want the two to meet.
Definitely not.
I know everything about sports. Football, no, you do a home run. Baseball, you do a touchdown, right?
You know nothing. You don't know anything about sports, really. Because I remember one time I was bringing up the Celtics player, Jason Tatum. You're like, who's that?
Oh, he's a cutie.
Okay, well, I know about sports. I mean, I know Tom Brady's going to get retired in New England, okay? That's all I care about, okay?
They say that he might be coming back from retirement, actually. And he's going to be co-owner of the – I forgot what team it is – of another team. He's buying them out. But the team is really bad right now. So they were trying to think about putting him back in to make the team better and then be part owner.
Oh,
I'm not sure
God.
What team.
Wait, so it's kind of like what Michael Jordan did with the Wizards, where he's like, he's got some kind of ownership, but also is playing on the team?
Yeah, that's what he might be doing. I forgot the name of the team. I want to say it's Raiders, but I don't know.
On the Raiders?
Don't quote me. It's one of those teams. I can't remember what it is. Let me see if I can Google it while we're on.
How many retirements can one person have? I mean, maybe I should start on my retirement tour now from radio and just come back, you know?
You ever watched pro wrestling? Ric Flair retired like 20 times.
Wow.
Hogan was like 40 and like they've all – how many times have I seen wrestlers retire and come back and retire and come back? Coming back to sports doesn't surprise me. I mean, Tom Brady does a little bit because I'm like, dude, no, like nobody – like, literally one of the most hated men in football wants to come back. Why?
The Buccaneers is who he is right now. But let me see.
Buccaneers.
I have to find it. But, yeah, I seen it on TikTok. And I'm like, what? If he comes back, I'm like, people are going to – I'm not going to respect him because, leave while you're ahead. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah. So, also, I want to talk about vacation talk. I just recently went on vacation. Who went on vacation this summer so far?
This summer?
Yes.
Not me.
No,
not yet.
Okay, what is a vacation?
Okay, well, I know. I mean, me and Vinny are the hottest working guys. And Dylan, I mean, you work your normal job, and plus you do the whatever podcast. Vinny, you do your he does a wrestling podcast, the Boochcast. You do videos for other people. Sandy, what else do you do other than podcasts?
So I do podcasts. I do promotions. I do co-hosting. I work with the community. I do a lot of things with the children out here. Like, I do camp counseling right now, stuff like that.
What camp do you do?
Well, we're going to be doing a camp, No Longer Trapped. They're another podcast in Rhode Island. Cool. And they're going to, because they cut a lot of the programs in Rhode Island for the kids, we're taking a whole bunch of kids. I want to say it's like 40 kids. And we're taking them camping. None of them ever been camping before, so it's something different. We have the community all chipping in right now, bringing like us bottle cases of water and food and stuff. It's gonna be something different. So I'm in charge of the females. So I'll be chilling with a bunch of girls, like 9 to 14, you know, stuff like that. Mm-hmm.
Wow. So that is cool. So, is it a tent? You're gonna go in?
It's gonna be in a cabin.
Cabin. Okay, because I went in a tent over the years. I went the tent, and I did a cabin last year for the first time, and I did a cottage last year too. And then my daughter, I think this year, she says she wants to go back in a tent. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I think, you know, roughing it in a tent is real camping. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But Cabin is,
and stuff. Oh no.
But Cabin is awesome. You know, dang. I mean, better. And then when we stayed in the cottage, it was like AC in the cottage. You know, oh my god. You know, but so last week, I went to two places on 4th of July. Right, I went to the Jersey Shore with my son and I met my daughter there with her boyfriend. And the Jersey Shore, I'm telling you, we went on the skyline, you know, and we saw where Snooki lived and everything like that, and the Jersey Shore house. And I stopped in the Snooki house, the Snooki store. She has a store right by the Jersey Shore. Right? And you know who's from Jersey, right? Vinny Bucci's from Jersey originally, yeah. Right? But he grew up in Philly.
Wait,
okay.
Wait, hold on, rewind. Snooki has a store in Jersey?
Yeah, three stores in Jersey.
Where did you say they were?
By the Jersey Shore, one of them, because you know she's from the Jersey Shore. She has a clothing store.
Like, what is she selling?
Are you talking about by Seaside Heights?
Yes.
So Snooki has a store at a place where she can't even find the beach. do I hear that correctly?
Yeah, you did.
The same place where she ran down the boardwalk and screamed, "Where's the beach?" when there was boardwalk, stairs, beach, right next to each other.
Yes.
What are they
selling a Snooki store? Like
where is the beach? I would just call it that, and then I'd just be like, you're like, where's all the beach stuff? And it's all in the back of the room or something. Like, I would just milk that up or something. Because
she sells clothes there. She sells like a clothing line, you know. And I'm telling you, the Snooki store, snook up on me. Get it? Snook up on me. Dylan shaking his head. Oh my god! See, that's one of my corny jokes, Fly Girl Sandy. You know?
Yeah, I say.
Did that joke just fly by you?
This is unbelievable. No. You went what?
It flew and crashed into a brick wall.
On good behavior, and then you do this.
Well, of course. I mean, look. I mean, I can't go without one show without telling a corny joke. But so
no, I wish I had known this. I could have talked about it on the podcast. On the podcast I was on earlier.
Why? What did you talk about on the podcast you did earlier?
It was a different type of show. This friend that I'm collaborating with, she's a conservative, and she talks about crazy liberal stuff she sees in the news. So we're just kind of talking about that. So we just taped that earlier today, and we were going over all these different like stories of like ridiculous shit that happened. Like there was a story in Alabama where an 8-year-old carjacked a bunch of people and was driving. An 8-year-old kid is driving down the street in a stolen car that he stole at gunpoint.
And these kids are crazy.
The real story in Alabama, and it gets better. There were grown-ups in the back seat of the car. Now I'm thinking, when I'm reading the headline of the story and I'm hearing all this, I'm thinking, okay, did this 8-year-old kid put a gun to these parents, get them in the car, and make them drive? That would be my first guess. No, he already had the car. He pulled up. These two dumbass adults get in the backseat of this car because they wanted a ride to American Deli. I'm like, only in Alabama. Alabama.
Hold on, Vinny.
And we're watching this story, and I'm just going off. And, of course, it's me, so I'm going off like crazy. So.
Hi, Sandy.
Hi. That is so crazy.
You're very pretty.
Thank you.
That's River. So.
Hey, Dylan, raccoon female. How about that, Dylan?
Oh yeah. So here's the thing. Here's the thing.
I like it. Whatever.
why we say that, right? Because we saw a raccoon in my old house in Salem, Massachusetts.
Oh, it was a female one.
And I always assumed like it's when we see different animals, it's a female. You know?
Yeah.
So
a female coyote.
Yeah. But Dylan's in coyote country. But anyway, so the next vacation I'm going to go on is Alabama. Okay. That's where we should go on vacation next time. But
Alabama female. Yeah. Oh, what about Hershey female?
Well, so on vacation, after we went to the Jersey Shore, we went to Philadelphia, right?
I'm going there next month.
Oh my God. So if you go to Philly, you got to stay at the Wyndham, okay? The Wyndham, we stay at the Wyndham, okay? And I'm telling you, Bucci, all the Buccis are from Philly, okay? So I told this Vinny in our group chat, right? I said, I'm going to look for all the Vinny, all the Buccis. And so if I find all the Buccis, I can be Vinny's cousin, you know?
And I apologize to any of you have sensitive ears, but my exact words were, stay the fuck away from my cousins, Derek.
There you go. It's okay. I'm following too. Don't worry. You can say whatever you want.
Hey, look. I just won't be related to you. River will be related to you.
Hey.
No.
Yo.
No.
My cousin. Okay. Wait, you want to put my cousins in jail? No.
No. I would marry your cousin. Your cousin would be River's stepmom.
Hey, yo.
What?
This boy needs some milk.
Let's rewind that back. What did you just say?
I would marry Vinny's cousin, and then Vinny's cousin would be River's stepmom.
And then that's how your cousins to run.
My whole dad's whole side of the family is Italian. If Derek even tries anything, they will not find the body.
Yeah, they'll be blown away.
Find the body.
Okay, so. So what happened is we went to Philly, and that night when I went to Philly, I found out it was 4th of July. Guess who was performing down the street?
Philly. Drake. I don't know. He's on tour right now.
No.
Demi Lovato, Ludacris.
Yes, Demi Lovato, Ludacris.
So wow, that's a weird mix.
Yes, so it's 4th of July celebration, but it was a thunderstorm happening, right? So the concert got postponed for an hour. And then Boyz II Men's family was performing too. So my daughter was going to drop me off at the concert, and then the weather was getting lousy and back and forth, and I was getting tired. So I went back to the hotel. It was broadcast on the NBC affiliate in Philly. So I watched the concert, I took pictures for my Facebook. And so I took a picture of me and Ludacris, me watching him on the screen, and me watching Demi Lovato. So it was pretty cool, you know. And then I saw the fireworks from the rooftop of the hotel, you know. And then the next day I went to Hershey with River. And met my daughter and her boyfriend went there. And Hershey, we go every year, you know. I mean, not every year. Every few years we go to Hershey. And it's about an hour and something drive. Then we come back to Philly. And it was an awesome drive. Then the next day when we left, we went to Vinny's favorite spot. He loves Geno's, and I did a comparison between Geno's and Pat's. Now, Sandy, if you go to Philly next month, you got to do the comparison. Go to Pat's and Geno's. Did you hear about that famous place?
No. Where I go is, like, I think it's, like, West Philly. It's my one of my best friend's husband's family that lives out there.
Okay. So
and he just West bought a beautiful house.
And raised,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like that song for Fresh Prince, right? West Philadelphia, born and raised.
Born and raised, yep.
Yeah, how does the rest of the song go?
Spend most of my days chilling out or something. I can't remember. It's been years.
Exactly. So it was an awesome trip to Philly, you know. But you got to do that cheesesteak challenge. So I'm going to play the videos next of all my vacation stuff. We'll come back. We'll talk about some other stuff going on, okay?
Okay.
And some companies I own.
Oh, here we go with the wannabe business tycoon stuff again. Yeah. You're really doing this?
Towards the end of the show, I have Tate Fletcher on the show, who's plays a bad guy in movies. So that's coming up at the end of the month. The end of the show. I'm sorry. So I'll send you another link for part two, guys. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right. We'll be back here on the Episode Monthly Show. Stay tuned.
Derek Shapiro, writer, director, executive producer of New England Part 2, coming out Friday, July 21st at midnight, movieantennachannel.yolosay.com, starring myself, Derek Shapiro, and my son, River. So, I took a picture. You're in Massachusetts, Riv.
Massachusetts.
Yes. And then, of course, Connecticut. Wait, stay over here, Riv. I can take a picture for the New England Magazine. Also, starring Evans A. Darylis and Dylan Schneider.
Hey, here's Chad right now.
Hey, Chad!
Hi.
What's going on? Scott here. Can we that? Yeah. Scott and Marty, like Back to the Future. This your new girl?
Yeah, definitely.
What's your name?
My name's Linda.
Also starring Vinnie the Booch Bucci and Serenity Rose. All right, let me call my boss, Robbie. Robbie!
How you doing, Scott?
Great, back from just doing some more photo things, but you know, I sent you the footage of all the photos in New England, you know.
Yeah, I caught them. I believe it was Rhode Island, Connecticut, Maine. You were mostly doing the tri-state marker, which I thought was very impressive.
So we have more to go.
You behave then?
Yes, Mom.
No, not you, him.
Oh, never, never.
You always behave. He always behaves. He's the adult. You're the child.
I know. Well, hey, it's good to see you. And we're going to be coming back soon tonight and more New England traveling, okay? Nice to see you, Isabel.
You too.
Also, guest starring the Naked Cowboy via phone and guest starring singer, songwriter from the 70s, Andy Pratt.
How are you, the Naked Cowboy? Great, this is Scott, and that's why I let you know I'm going to send you my magazine, my New England magazine, because even though you're in New York, I did a great job and took pictures of all of New England.
Okay.
You know, Andy, I can't wait to travel all around New England. You know that?
Yeah.
Yeah, like New Hampshire, Maine, Vermont, Connecticut, you know, Rhode Island.
Where do you live?
Massachusetts.
Oh, okay.
Check out my song, Weekend in New England by Barry Manilow. Run with this strong yearning end. And when will I hold you again? New England Part 2 coming out Friday, July 21st at midnight on movieinternetchannel.yovelsite.com.
Notching them down.
Hold your dog's water.
Okay.
Oh my God. Look at this.
Derek Shapiro for a Singapore Chinese restaurant and bar. Can be located at 111 Pleasant Street, Attleboro, Massachusetts. Give them a call, 508-226-8868. 508-226-8868. Right in the Dollar Tree Plaza, 111 Pleasant Street, Attleboro, Mass. Is location for Singapore Chinese restaurant and bar. Tell them that Derek Shapiro sent you to Singapore Chinese restaurant and bar, 111 Pleasant Street, Attleboro, Massachusetts. Okay, you ready? Da-da-da. Da-da-da. Come on, Riv. Da-da-da. Da-da-da.
Wait a minute. I just put the song on.
Da-da-da.
Oh, rocky steps.
Da-da-da.
Hey, guys. How are you?
It's the eye of the tiger.
It's the eye of the tiger, right, guys?
It's the eye of the tiger. Philadelphia freedom.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. We did it. We did it. Derek Shapiro for Vanas Farms. Bruce is the owner. And you can give him a call at 401-309-1895. 401-309-1895. Conveniently located at 2 Reservoir Road, Lincoln, Rhode Island, right over the North Smithfield border across from Dunkin' Donuts off of 146. He grows his own plants as well, his own vegetables. Plus, he sells seasoned firewood over here as well. And some great flowers here at Vinas Farms Vegetables, Plants, and Flowers at 2 Reservoir Road, Lincoln, Rhode Island, right off of the North Smithfield border, across from Dunkin' Donuts off of Route 146. Tell me that Derek Shapiro sent you Vinas Farms Vegetable, Plants, and Flowers. See, I'm having Pat's and Gino's. That's Gino's across the street. This is Pat's. This is Pat's over here. Which one? This is Pat's. This is Gino's. Gino's across the street. Well, Pat's over here. Gino's is more greasy. Pat's is more, I think, more homey.
You said homey.
I go with Pat's. There's more seating at Pat's, but Gino's is more popular. I think Gino's is more like a party place compared to Pat's. That's Derek Shapiro's take on Pat's and Gino's. You think so? Oh, and a napkin. Derek Shapiro for Cod and Olive Market. And, of course, the convenient located at 450 Prospect Street, Pawtucket, Rhode Island. For your seafood needs, business phone number is 401-396-2002. Again, 401-396-2002. Business hours, Sundays and Mondays closed. Tuesdays and Wednesdays, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Thursdays and Fridays, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. And Saturdays, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Again, Cod and Olive Market can be located at 450 Prospect Street, Pawtucket, Rhode Island. Tell them that Derek Shapiro sent you.
Hello, Pawtucket Street Mom. Just to tell you, Derek made a mistake. It's not going to be Tate Fletcher. He was on last month. Derek got confused. It is Eric Estrada from Chips. That's who's the guest. Okay. Eric Estrada from Chips. Also, we have an extra segment right now from Dante Martin's birthday party at the place, the local in East Providence, Rhode Island. His interview with Dante Martin, please. Cook Rock and Sandy, the fly girl, who's Derek Spurs' co-host. He met up with him the other day, spurred the moment, and here's the extra interviews here on the episode Monte Show. Me, Takishima.
Derek Shapiro for Calderman Repair, conveniently located at 935 Smithfield Ave, Lincoln, Rhode Island, right down the street from Central Falls. Give them a call at 401-654-7135. 401-654-7135. They do general diagnostics, oil changes, any kind of repair, any makes and models. Calderman Repair, 935 Smithfield Ave, Lincoln, Rhode Island. Tell them that Derek Shapiro sent you to Calderman Repair. Hi, Derek Shapiro here at the local here in East Providence. How to support my friend Dante Martin's birthday.
Yes.
How you doing? He came to the Patriot Bar and Grill to support me and my birthday. And of course, we have Fliz here. And you know the thing about us is, we're all the same age. We're all 46 years old.
All of us 46.
You guys look way younger than me, though. You know.
Stop downplaying yourself.
Oh, look.
Stop downplaying yourself.
But the thing is, we know each other since we were in our 20s.
Yes.
Since our 20s. Yes. And you know what? We're not stop working. We just keep working. You know what I'm saying? I mean, could be that we knew each other since we were in our 20s. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, me, you, Ali Pone, Fred Hill, and it's just a great ride. You know. What can we expect from the 46-year-old Dante this coming year?
Well, right now I'm about to really anchor and focus in on a calling that I feel was on my life, a spiritual calling, like getting closer to God. And so if those that know me understand, matter of fact, I've been having a conversation with a bunch of people that really, like, yo, your mind and the way you think is very intelligent. These are older women. Plus, I just did a two podcasts with Charles. Don't get emotional. I did one that's called I Am Thomas Dante Martin, basically explaining my name and why I do what I do. And the other one is going to either be called, it's a continuation of And the church said, either chapter 3, verse 2, play on the Bible, or read your Bible. So that's what we're doing right now, because it's like, I'm trying to show people the spirituality of me, and I've been suppressing it for so long, because my girlfriend of a long time, when I was 25, she said, yo, you're a pastor. And I was like, she said, I don't want to be a pastor's wife. And I'm like, no, like, I ain't trying to hear that. But people that know me, there was a time when I was at a show.
Yes.
And I got off the stage and a female said that to me. She said, you're not a rapper, you're a pastor. So that's what I'm trying to put. Oh!
Look at that. People here. I visited Dante on his birthday today. This is my podcast.
How you doing?
State your name.
Gene.
All right.
AKA Visionary the Third.
Yes.
AKA a whole bunch of other names.
Tell them what you do.
Everything and nothing at all.
Right. So, any social media you want to give out?
You can find me on Spotify on the Beyond Eon Productions.
What do you want to do this podcast?
You can find me here at the local right now celebrating this brother's birthday.
That's great. And what can we expect for you, Fliz?
I'm always doing stuff. I just knocked out 2 songs yesterday.
Yes.
A new song is going to be
I've been
crazy.
Playing a new song, too.
I got a new song called Lick the Napkin.
Lick the Napkin?
Crazy.
Hold on. Yeah. Can you give me the napkin for a second?
No doubt.
You going to lick it?
I ain't going to lick it.
I'll lick it. I lick the napkin.
Pretty much more videos, more everything, but... Biggest part of me, I ain't gonna lie, is my kids.
Yes.
My kids take up like probably 60% of what I do in life.
Yeah, and my 17-year-old too. Question, what is Lick the Napkin about?
Well, I gotta give it to my guy, Real One Faisy Ton. We went to high school together, Central High School back in the 90s.
Wow.
And he was eating something. We was eating something. I remember what it was, but... Work the movie says so good and make you want to lick the napkin.
Really?
So
wait,
I
did that again?
We were eating some food that was delicious, and he said, this food is so
your
good
son?
It makes you... No, my boy Real One, back in the 90s. He said, it's so good it makes you want to lick the napkin. I thought it was hilarious, and it stuck with me. So recently, I was just saying it, and that's why I just used the flavor of the music I'm doing. It's so
sure.
good it makes you want
right,
to lick
hold
the
up.
Napkin.
Yeah, listen, people. The definition of professional is this man right here. Like, you could put him in the studio with a beat, yo. When we did my... what CD was that I just did? What's the name of the one I just did? You on it too? Industry Standards. He wrote all his verses in studio.
Really?
Yes, he wrote all his verses right there on the spot, right there, the beat, where he recorded and everything.
And you're also on the podcast with Charles too.
Yep.
Tell us about that podcast too.
Clash.
Clash.
You talking about Clash? Wednesday, every Wednesday night.
Every Wednesday
9
night.
9 p.m.
I gotta stop through sometime because
yeah,
yes, I gotta stop through.
I'm gonna be out for a minute, so y'all should all go in there and be guests.
Yes.
Yeah, you should go too.
Yes. On a Wednesday, oh sure. I host karaoke on a Wednesday too. It's tough. Boy, our schedules are so whack. You know what I'm saying? We're all busy. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But nonstop. But hey, happy birthday again, Dante Martin.
Thank you.
Have
people.
A great birthday.
Thank you.
Yes.
Appreciate you, Derek.
The 46-year-old club. Are you 46 as well, too?
No, I'm not 46 yet, but
okay.
I'm getting close.
Okay, but we're all 46. How old are you?
41.
Wow, you're a baby compared to us. All right, Derek Shapiro, peace out.
Yo, Derek. I was shocked when I seen Derek.
Yes.
FlizzMusic.com.
Derek Shapiro for Don Patron Mexican Grill and Cantina, conveniently located at 200 Gooding Ave. Bristol Road Island. Give them a call. 401-396-8933. Again, that's 401-396-8933. Open Sundays through Thursdays, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Fridays and Saturdays, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Gonzalo is the general manager. 200 Gooding Ave, Bristol Rhode Island is the convenient location for Don Patron, Mexican Grill and Cantina. Tell them that Derek Shapiro sent you. I'm here with Crook Rock here at Dante Martin's birthday, and we have Crook Rock over here. How you doing, Crook?
Chilling. What up to Dante?
Yes.
You know, our guy, we came to celebrate Dante. We on the live on the FB real quick.
Yes,
while
live.
You interview me.
Yes. So of course, Organic Vibes. What's happened with Organic Vibes?
Organic Vibes is kind of like on a pause, but not really. I'm still selling a lot of hats. I just sent out to print a bunch of bucket hats, all type of different colors. But I haven't been able to put a bunch of effort into the organic box because of the Southside Smoothie. I keep on adding to the business, improving the business, and it's been taking a lot of time and effort just to dedicate it to get that right, to make sure that's right. And organic vibes ain't going nowhere. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're going to still turn up with organic vibes in the fall.
Southside Smoothie, how's Southside Smoothie doing?
Southside Smoothie is doing excellent. I mean, I couldn't be happy. It's been a great journey just as a businessman, learning the real intricate side of being a businessman and not just, you know, I've been hustling in the street. I've been a businessman in the streets for 20, 30 years, but never on the legit level where you're signing all these paperwork and you're paying taxes and you're doing all these necessary things, you know what I mean?
Sure. And, of course, you have the moss too, right?
The sea moss.
Moss. Yes.
So we're selling the sea moss. I just got a 20-pound shipment today in the mail. You know what I'm saying? So we're definitely going to have sea moss jars for y'all all weekend. Come through. Come by. We almost sold all that Southside Smoothie. We were doing renovations for the past couple of days, but we'll be back open tomorrow. We're looking better than ever. We feel better than ever. The community's loving us. We love the community, and we're glad to be there spreading the good health and knowledge about health and the interest in living healthy and the ways to be healthy.
And, of course, you're the Chess Club. Tell us about the Chess Club, Corey.
The Hip Hop Chess Club is a program that I started 6 years ago, and it's still going on every Monday from 5 to 7. Right now, we do it at the Roger Williams Gateway Center on Broad Street every Monday from 5 to 7 p.m.
If it rains, what happens?
We go inside.
They go inside, basically.
Even if it's too hot, we go inside.
Too hot, okay.
So other than that, when we're done with the summer, that's only till September 11th. Then we're going back to Southside Smoothie.
Okay.
Where we'll be Southside Smoothie.
From 5 to 7 on Mondays, huh?
Mondays, but at Southside Smoothie, it's 6 to 8.
Maybe I should stop by and show you a quick love over there someday at the chess, you know? I don't know how to play chess. I play checkers, but...
Oh, man, you got to come through and learn how to play chess.
And the real question is, you have this song with Fliz and King Drastic. Who's really the real king?
Who's the king?
In your song.
Yeah, I mean... I feel I'm the king of hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? Out here. When we're talking about representing all the elements, we're talking about representing all the elements. So I say, okay, let's put all the elements together. Who performs how many of the elements well?
Yeah.
You dig what I'm saying?
Yes.
And that's what I'm saying. Not who's the best at rapping or who's the best at DJ. I might not be the best at any of them, but I might be greater than most people at most of them.
Yeah, if you got King Charles here, what would you say?
King Charles?
Yeah, not from England.
Oh, I mean, you know, the thing is that it's all about competition. Hip hop has always been about competition. It's friendly. It's all love. You know what I'm saying? I love everybody's craft. Everybody that spits good, I give them my respect. I show them. I love to hear something different. I don't want to hear myself all the time. I don't listen to myself all the time. I like to listen to other rappers that's doing different things and contributing to the culture. So I'm always going to do it for the culture. Cool. And still always attain to be great.
Sure.
The greatest. Why not? Why not attain to be the greatest?
Yeah. Sure.
Why not?
Exactly. We're all destined to be great, and we're all making it together, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. It comes down to being supportive and encouraging to your peers. You know what I'm saying? Because there's gonna come times where you're gonna need that encouragement and that support as well.
Sure.
And it's like kinda like karma. You're sending good vibes, you're hoping good for other people, and then when they hope good for you, then you know, that energy is in the air, you know what
sure.
I'm saying? Positive energy towards you and towards your life. And you know, that's why we gotta live. We gotta give positive energy and keep receiving it as well.
Sure. Well, thank you very much. Here, Derek Shapiro.
Group Rock, the Grind King, we live, baby.
Derek Shapiro for LC Appliance Service. They do not sell appliances. They service them. They service stoves, wall ovens, refrigerators, wine cooler, washer, dryer, and dishwashers. They can be located at 9 A Twan Ave, East Providence, Rhode Island. Give them a call. 401-616-0278. 401-616-0278. You can email them at service@lcapplianceservice.com. Again, service@lcapplianceservice.com. Or visit them online now. lcapplianceservice.com. lcapplianceservice.com.
and you could Google them and Instagram, Facebook them. LC Appliance Service, tell them that Derek Shapiro sent you to 99A Twine Ave, East Providence, Rhode Island.
All right, here in person, I only have 3 minutes of recording time. I've been interviewing Dante and Sliz and Crook Rock. So now we have Sandy, the Fly Girl.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. Here to celebrate Todd. Dante over here at his little birthday party.
So I had to show Dante some love because he came to my birthday.
Yes.
And you came to Ashley too, the Patriot. And tell me, what does Dante mean to you?
Dante's like one of my best friends ever. He's like the realest friend I ever had. I've known Dante for over 15 years now?
Yes.
Wow, a long time, since way back in the day. And he always gave me words of encouragement and wisdom and just always putting that good like motivation under me. He's that spark to my fire.
What's great about it is, we're on the 46 Club, me, Dante, and Fliz, okay?
Yeah, 43. I'm 3 years under.
Okay. But you don't look it. You and Dante and Fliz look way younger than me, and I'm 46. Yeah. Okay, but Fliz is a few days older than me. Yeah, his birthday June 1st. And we knew each other since we were in our 20s.
Yeah.
I put a caption on Facebook that we're a 26-year-old body. You're a 23-year-old body stuck in a 40-something-old body, right?
That's it. We'll always shine.
Yes.
You know?
So of course you co-hosted with me a few weeks ago,
or
this past week, and you keep doing a lot of stuff. Tell me about when it all comes together, this industry tonight, right? So, mm-hmm. You know, with different people. What does it mean to you when everybody comes together?
Networking. Trying to see how you can build off each other, how the community can get together. There's a lot going on in Rhode Island, but you won't know unless you go out. And this is the first opportunity. You better come here and network. Well, I'm not sure when this is going to air, but the next event that we got, we'll let you know. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned, yes. Thank you, Sandy, the Fly Girl, of course. Look at that, both of us together. Look at that.
We
look at that.
Here,
Yes. Thank you, Sandy.
You're very welcome.
Derek Shapiro for Beyond the Mirror Hair Salon, right next to Mike's Place. Can be located at 116 Water Street, Danvers, Mass. Give them a call, 978-304-1465. 978-304-1465. And they have a nice color bar here. You can do schoolwork or anything you need to do over here. And full service salon for men, women, and children. Beyond the Mirror Hair Salon, conveniently located at 116 Water Street, Danvers, Mass. Tell them that Derek Shapiro sent you. Derek Shapiro for House of Heritage Natural Hair Salon and Spa, now open at 1991 Middle Spring Avenue, North Providence, Rhode Island. And Diamond is doing hair, of course, and the phone number here at House of Heritage.
401-490-9128.
Again,
401-490-9128.
Now open here at House of Heritage at 1991 Middle Spring Avenue, North Providence, Rhode Island. Tell them that me, Derek Shapiro, sent you with Diamond, D&D, right?
Yes, sir. Thanks so much, Derek.
Thank you.
It's WHOT, home for the hottest in hip-hop and R&B. You know who it is, your girl Nina Brown, holding you down. My girl Candace has a new one. It's called Insecure, and it's featuring the baddest bitch, Trina. Yeah, straight from the request line, talk your talk, Candace. And if y'all thought my girl was done, ooh, baby, she's just getting started. Here's the new song, Insecure, on WHOT.
I'm not used to dealing with a bitch. Get over it. You assume I'm always up to some. No reason not to trust me. See, yeah, now you're annoying me. Passive aggression you're showing me. Point the blame. Why you throwing all your shade? Come say it to my face. If you got a problem, come see me about it. I know the problem.
I think you're insecure.
If you got a problem, don't say shit about it. Then I know the problem. The only problem is you. The only problem is you. Yeah. You got a problem. I think you're insecure. To put me in your shoes, but you got some issues, boy. Will you stay? I'll keep on complaining. Get out my way, boy. See, yeah, now you're annoying me. Passive aggression, you're showing me. Point the blame. Why you throwing all your shade? Just say it to my face. So if you got a problem, come see me about it. I know the problem. I think you're insecure. If you got a problem, don't say shit about it. And I know the problem. The only problem is you, 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 you. The only problem is you, 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 yeah, you got a problem. I think you're insecure. Playing with me, spending time scrolling down timelines on the next bitch live. Should be watching what you saying to me. Going through my phone, that's lame to me. How you do me wrong and blaming me? Me and you in the spot was the place to be. Now you so insecure, it's a shame to see. If you got a problem, speak up, say it with your chest. Better go cry to your mama. I ain't dealing with no stress. Flights over feelings, always land into a check. You stuck in your head, now you missed out on the best. Damn. If you got a problem, come see me about it. I know the problem. You're insecure. I think you're insecure.
Derek Shapiro for New England Dog Biscuit, 7 Central Street, Salem, Mass. Give him a call, 978-531-8187. 978-531-8187, nedorbiscuit.com. Stephanie Kalinske is the owner, and her daughter Emma is there as well. And you can email Stephanie at Steph, S-T-E-F, at nedorbiscuit.com, Steph at nedorbiscuit.com. Everything from premium food, supplies, and treats for your dog and cat. New England Dog Biscuit, 7 Central Street, Salem, Mass. Tell them that Derek Shapiro sent you.
Oh, she's a golden well. Just like you should know. Ooh.
transfer for North Ave Diner, conveniently located at 247 North Ave, Wakefield, Mass. That's right. Give them a call, 781-245-9420. That's right, 781-245-9420. North Ave Diner, they have great breakfast, lunch, and dinner there. Oh boy, look at the menu. Go to northavdiner.com, northavdiner.com, or just simply visit them now at 247 North Ave, Wakefield, Mass. Tell them that Derek Shapiro sent you. Liberian Girl, Michael Jackson, Chucky Shima, 2023. Liberian girl, you came and you changed my world. Love so brand new, Liberian girl. You came and you changed me, girl. A feeling so true, Liberian girl. You know that you came and you changed my world. It's like in the movies, your love is in the scene. And she says, do you love me? And he says, so endlessly, I love you, Liberian girl. Baby, I... Liberian girl, my precious any pearl, your love so complete, Liberian girl, you kiss me then all the world, you do this to me, Liberian girl, you know that you came and you changed my world, it's like in the movies. The love is in a scene. And she says, do you love me? And he says, so endlessly, ah, I love you, Liberian girl. Oh, babe. Liberian girl. You know that you came and you changed my world. I wait for the days when you came to say I do. And you'll smile and say it too. It forever will be true. I love you, Liberian girl. All the time. I love you, Liberian girl. All the time, I love you, Liberian girl. All the time, I love you, Liberian girl. All the time, I love you, baby. I want you. I love you, baby, uh-oh. I love you, baby. I want you, baby, uh-oh. I think the girl, Michael Jackson, Chucky Shima, 2023.
Derek Shapiro for Towsville House of Pizza, conveniently located at 32 Main Street, Towsville, Mass. Give them a call, 978-887-9642. That's 978-887-9642. For Topsfield House of Pizza, you can visit my line at topsfieldhouseofpizza.com. That's topsfieldhouseofpizza.com. Again, Topsfield House of Pizza, they take pride in their business and the quality of the food that they offer. At 32 Main Street, Topsfield, Mass.
Tell them that Derek Shapiro sent you to Taft's Field House of Pizza. Derek Shapiro for Central Auto. Visit him now at 262 Central Ave, Pawtucket, Rhode Island. CentralAuto.biz, CentralAuto.biz. And everybody's driving down there now to get their car repair. Exclusive car repair and maintenance services. Give them a call, 401-692-7188. 401-692-7188. You can email them now at CentralAutoservice262@gmail.com. CentralAutoservice262@gmail.com. 262 Central Ave. But Tucker Vanilla is the location for Central Auto. And tell them that Derek Shapiro sent you before I drive down there as well.
Dylan had a flow.
Dylan has the flow. I want to drink a cup of Joe. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I don't want a girl that weighs a ton.
Yeah.
I want to eat a honey bun.
Yeah. That's the biggest lie that I ever heard from this guy. Any chick that he would, Any chick that gives him any attention, he'll be really, really, really want to flirt with them.
True, it's true, it's I'm a Jew, and I went to Hooters, and I'm very horny. My jokes are corny.
Yeah, a little bit of Monica in your life. Will Christina ever be your wife? I doubt her, to be honest.
Dylan knows that Derek won't even get a girl. Because my jokes might make you hurl.
He plays with Pamela Anderson on a nightly basis.
Get some tissue. What's the issue?
I'm not saying I'm racist, but Dylan likes to play over Derek.
I say hooray. My jokes are here to stay. Because
I don't know what I was saying, because
and actually Derek, I pray that they do pass away. Like, please, God, Jesus, kill Derek's jokes for once and for all. And you wonder why the girls don't call? Because you talk about these jokes so much. I'm just like, can you really stop me, bro? Stop telling all of these jokes that you're saying. Man, I swear to God, you keep playing.
Let him know.
Dude, stop playing. Keep your wife out of my mouth.
Yeah.
You're always wanting all the clout. I'm gonna be like Chris Rock. Yeah, it's gonna be the opposite.
If
Will Smith gets smacked instead, and I'm gonna smack you on your head.
But my jokes are not dead. Yeah. If you do with Chris Rock, I'm gonna buy a lot of stock. Because I'm a disc jock.
Raccoons.
Yeah.
He said the raccoons is live.
He says he's a disc jock, acting like he's the hottest rapper on the block.
I'm better than New Kids on the Block.
Fall in love with every single thot. Doesn't matter if they're not hot.
Even if they're irrelevant.
Oh, that's a subliminal diss.
Yep.
Yeah, we already know who we're talking about. We already know we're talking about that chick. Man, we won't say that girl's name because that girl, man, she turned out to be a lame. Yeah, and we're taking shots at this chick. Yeah, yeah, I mean, she was kind of thick. It was, but she was only kind of thick because, man, should I even say that?
No.
When a girl's that thick, you just want another chick. Because I could be your dick. Because my raps are sick.
Derek has no flow.
And I want a hoe.
And this is when we cut this.
Man, that might have been.
Derek Shapiro for Harbor Galleries, Antique, Estate, and Fine Jewelry. Conveniently located at 267 Main Street, East Greenwich, Rhode Island. Alan is the owner. You can email Alan at Harbor Galleries at Alan@HarborGalleries.com. That's Alan@HarborGalleries.com. You can give them a call. 401-884-6221. That's 401-884-6221. Harbor Galleries, Antique, Estate, and Fine Jewelry, 267 Main Street, East Greenwich, Rhode Island. Tell them that Derek Shapiro sent you.
5, 4, 3. Okay, we're back here. Episode monthly show. Me, Derek Shapiro, Fly Girl Sandy. Is this flying by?
Yeah.
I'm telling you. Right, Booch? Are you all almost booched out?
Just about.
And of course,
the long day.
Dylan Schneider, whatever, kid. Derek's not a business tycoon. Okay, I beg to differ, okay? So here's the thing, okay? So I own stocks, okay?
$5. $5 worth.
It's okay. No, every dollar counts.
But altogether, $120 worth of stocks, okay? Well, I own a little bit of Disney, a little bit of iHeartRadio, so I have a lot of heart, you know? And then, of course, so I own Jaminet at 4.5 in Boston. I own WSB101 and WSNE here in Rhode Island. And then I think the Power 96.1 in Atlanta, you know, Vinny. So that's part of iHeartRadio. And then, of course, I just bought Hershey.
The chocolate or the park?
I bought the whole nine yards of Hershey, okay?
Hershey. Oh, Hershey.
Oh, yeah. Gino's has the best cheesesteaks in Philly.
Okay.
All right, Benny. Yes. Yes. And then, of course, I also own Dollar General. I own Lowe's, Amazon. But me owning Hershey, I'm going to Nantucket tomorrow, right? So I told my family, should I buy everybody a Hershey Kiss?
Yeah.
See, I could kiss a lot of girls by just giving them kisses, right?
Yeah, exactly. Quickest way.
And Dylan left the show again. So I'm like, that's a good way of kissing a lot of people without kissing them, you know? What do you think, Vinny?
I think you need help.
Of course, a lot
of serious therapy.
That's what I'm doing the show. You're all my therapists, you know?
I'm not getting paid for this.
No. But it's the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah.
My jokes are the so
wait, no,
the
they're like coal.
I'm sorry?
They're like coal.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, yeah. Well, if I'm like coal, then I have a mole. And candy I used to stole.
See what you started, Dylan? See what you started here?
He's trying to rap. He's trying to throw some bars down.
He's trying.
Hey, get up, candy bars, Hershey? Yes. Hey, I own Candy. That's very dandy. And we have the nice co-host, Sandy.
He's like, do.
What are
you doing like sign language over there?
So Sandy, what did you say at the top of the show at the prison? What kind of candy did they give you?
Sending me Kit Kats, Reese's, and I think I even got a Hershey's. I got a picture of it somewhere on my Facebook.
Really? A Hershey?
Cool.
Look at that. You should tag me in that and say Derek owns Hershey.
I will.
Thank you.
Yep.
Now if I have the Hershey squirts, hey, it comes with the business. Oh man. So okay, this is anything talk. What else do you have in your mind? Sandy, let's go first with you. What is something that we don't know about Sandy?
Something you don't know about Sandy. All right. So Sandy, a lot of my friends think it's one of my little quirks is, you know, I'm a little nerd sometimes when it comes to like right now with like the AI stuff that's going on and the Reptilia stuff that's going on. And I've been like Googling and look, watching documentaries and YouTubing and all over the place. There's a lot of stuff about to happen and happening that people are not woke to. So a lot of my friends be like, oh my God, Sandy, why are you even going to bring any of this up? Don't talk about it. I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to flood your page on it.
How nervous are you about all this technology stuff that's happening?
Very nervous. Very nervous because there's no regulation on any of it.
What makes you nervous about it? What do you think is going to happen?
I just shared something today. It said Elon was talking to people in China saying if they make a super intelligent something, I can't remember the exact words, but it can take over the world. And if China does it before we do, it's going to be bad.
You know,
China probably already has it, but you know they're not going to let it out yet.
And here's the thing, Sandy, too, you know, if, you know, they're talking about the Antichrist, you know,
yeah,
that's going to happen in the future. This could be the Antichrist that happens.
Yeah,
you know, and it's the elites that's doing this.
Yep.
You know, we
gotta
should
watch out what you say, though, because they might cancel you.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, I don't want to be canceled, but it's like we just got to watch out. And I'm more woke now because of the pandemic. I mean, you could ask Vinny this. I was more liberal before the pandemic. I mean, I supported the Clintons, Obamas, but I did not support Hillary Clinton or Trump during the first election. Okay. I did not vote for Trump the last election, but I'm more conservative now than I did before. Because I found out that, I mean, I don't talk about political stuff on my show. I'm not political, but I would say I'm independent, but I'm more conservative than I was before because I'm more woke.
All these vaccines.
You don't need all these vaccines.
You don't. Nope. They're just putting poison in us. and all the stuff that's going on with the fake meat. There's a lot of things going on right now that people are not hip to. And they're just poisoning us every single day. But that's why on my page on Facebook, I put all the stories. It's always like a news clip about what's going on here, what's going on there. And people are like, where you find all this information? TikTok. Keep TikTok alive. Do not get rid of it, because so much good information. Some bad stuff come out of TikTok, but a lot of good stuff comes out of TikTok.
I always said to my parents, you know, they watch a lot of the CNN, and I watch more of the Fox News now. And I was more liberal. Ask Vinny. We had a lot of debates during the election and throughout the years, and I was diehard liberal, okay?
Yeah.
And I always say to my parents and everybody else, watch a little bit of the liberal, watch a little bit of the conservative, but someplace in the middle is where they're telling the truth. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
And maybe they're not even I don't know. But you got to watch a lot of multiple sources. My founder of my radio show, my ex-brother-in-law, Jay Rhythm, he always says, search the truth. Search the truth.
Yep, and that's what I do. Try to.
You know, always back up what you know. Am I right, Dylan? What do you think about this, Dylan?
Yeah, me, I'm not like really like spiritual or anything like that, but the thing that I think is interesting is like because I noticed like the right wing, they use woke in like a negative light. I noticed you used it in like a more like the up yourself, but and like I noticed like right wing people, they'll say, oh, this is woke awareness, normally like in a negative sense.
Yeah,
it's just me, like the way that woke gets used, like the way that woke gets used, like the word, because some people will use it in a negative way, some people will use it in a more positive way.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What people who claim to be woke are often the most asleep.
I think a lot of people are still sleeping.
Oh, okay. So wait, Vinny, say that statement one more time.
The people who claim to be woke are often the most asleep.
Okay. Now, you said the right-wing media, right? That's why I have a lot of chicken wings on the right side.
I love how you start being serious with the stuff, and then you bring it down back to level.
Yeah. So many great conversations ruined.
You have to. Hey.
Derek would be the type of guy to be talking about them, what you think the meaning of life is with him, and then you'd be like, hey, what's the point of everything? And then he'll
Someone said, don't be late for tomorrow, right? I said, well, I'm going to be late when I'm dead, because they call a lot of dead people late, right?
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right. So we're going to get to this bad guy who plays bad guys in films, Tate Fletcher. And then after that, we'll end the show, okay? We'll come back with one more segment, and we'll just talk about whatever to end the show, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Coming up next. Yeah, that's right. No point intended. We'll be back.
Derek Shapiro for JC Grill Pizza and Roast Beef. Conveniently located at 15 Manning Road, Middleton, Mass. Right inside the Essex Sports Center and over the border from Danvers. Give them a call, 978-624-7979. 978-624-7979. Catering available and orders within 24 hours in advance. And they're open every day from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. And you can visit them online at jcpizzaandgrill.com. That's jcpizzaandgrill.com. Order online. Again, JC Grill Pizza and Roast Beef, conveniently located at 15 Minute Road, Middleton, Mass. Right inside the Essex Sports Center. Tell them that Derek Shapiro sent you.
All right. Maytek is here. But just to remind you, it's not Tate Butcher. It's Eric Estrada. Catch the Takeshima blog. We air every Saturday, 2 p.m., DSSTVNation.com, Archives 26. Sometimes Derek, whatever, he has a lot going on. He didn't be posted last Saturday. But every Sunday, 2 p.m., a new Takeshima blog. Derek Shapiro is a guest talking about his new movie, New England, Part 2. And that's out now. It's going to be on midnight. MovieInternationalYLSA.com. New England, Part 2. Takeshima, Eric Estrada.
Derek Shapiro from Brazilian Hair Design, conveniently located at 844 Newport Ave, Pawtucket, Rhode Island. Give them a call, 401-475-6101. That's 401-475-6101. You can visit them online at BrazilianHairDesignSalon.com. That's BrazilianHairDesignSalon.com. Or visit them on Instagram at BrazilianHairDesign. Brazilian Hair Design, again, conveniently located at 844 Newport Ave, Pawtucket, Rhode Island. Tell them that Derek Shapiro sent you.
Hi. Eric, nice to meet you, Eric. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Derek Shapiro Show says hi.
All right, yay, say hello for me.
Yes. We love you, Eric.
Yeah, come on.
Eric, you're the chip off the old block.
Thank you.
Yes.
Right here, guys.
Derek Shapiro for St. Joy Sandwich and Tea and Noodle. Yes. Visit him now at 856 Newport Ave, Pawtucket, Rhode Island. Give them a call, 401-548-8589. Again, 401-548-8589. And they have great sandwiches, great tea, and great noodles. Again, 856 Newport Ave, Pawtucket, Rhode Island is the convenient location for Senjoy Sandwich and Tea and Noodle. Tell them that Derek Shapiro sent you. Derek Shapiro for Oz Tacos Tequila. Conveniently located at 200 Front Street, Lincoln, Rhode Island. Visit my line at OzTacosTequila.com. That's OzTacosTequila.com. Oz operation Tuesday through Thursday, 11:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. Fridays and Saturdays, 11:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. Sundays, 11:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. Visit my line at OzTacosTequila.com. That's OzTacosTequila.com. Oz Tacos Tequila, 200 Front Street, Lincoln, Rhode Island. Tell them that Derek Shapiro sent you. And also, you can give them a call, 401-475-4017. 401-475-4017. Oz Tacos Tequila, 200 Front Street, Lincoln, Rhode Island.
Beautiful. What's up, Derek?
Happy birthday, Mary! My son River back there, my paparazzi, River. When I wake up, I know where I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know where I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. If I have up, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's havering to you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more just to be the man who walks that 1,000 miles to fall down at your door.
Just a
Derishmer for Sky Market, Asian Market. Open Monday through Saturdays, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sundays, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Conveniently located at 744 Cranston Street, Providence, Rhode Island. Give them a call, 401-383-9559. Again, 401-383-9559. Sky Market, Asia Market, conveniently located again at 744 Cranston Street, Providence, Rhode Island, right down the street from the Cranston border. Tell them that Derek Shapiro sent you to Sky Market, Asia Market, 744 Cranston Street, Providence, Rhode Island.
And we are back for the last leg of the show. People saw Tate Fletcher, me interviewing him. You know who I just recently interviewed, which I'm going to put on my show in a couple of months. But you would know this, Sandy.
What?
I just interviewed him at Twin River. And
he just had
his golf classic here. You know who the legendary Jeffrey Osborne is?
Yeah, yep, I know his son, because I used to do 95.5 with DJ Spin.
DJ Spin is his son?
I think so, yeah. From out here?
Really?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, so Jeffrey Osborne, right? Sang On the Wings of Love, you know? And I actually said, let's do a duet, right? I asked him. He says, that's not how you sing it. And then he corrected me, right? Jeffrey Osborne, right? And then guess who I asked a few questions to?
What?
From New Edition, Johnny Gill.
Oh, wow.
So I asked him how Bobby Brown's doing. Because, of course, he was in the group with Bobby Brown, New Edition, you know?
Yeah. Sorry, so, one of my coworkers is trying to blow up my phone. I'm just like, no, trying to like get off of it.
Okay, so tell me about this coworker. This coworker, what job is it?
My full time job. So I'm a residential case manager. So I've been case there like manager. 20 years. I work with individuals with mental health and physical disabilities.
And what do you do for case manager?
I have like 17 clients, 9 staff. Basically, I make sure that their houses are run right, the staffing are doing what they need to be doing. I keep make sure the appointments are on point. I check in meds. I'm like a nurse, mom, and principal all at the same time.
So you run a house?
No, they all live in their own apartments throughout Rhode Island.
Oh, so the mental health people like for disabilities, they have their own houses, or
some of them have their own houses because they have programs where they got grants to be able to live in their own apartments versus a group home because they were capable of living on their own, and then they have roommates, so they pretty much watch each other,
yep,
snitch on each other, basically, like, you know.
Now that's the thing. If me, Vinny, and Dylan ever got to be roommates, that'll be a different case of its own. So you're gonna be a manager of us,
all three of you. Oh yeah.
Oh no.
So you can be a case manager, right?
Yep. I sure would be.
Because you know what? With my bad jokes, or my good jokes, I say it's good, they say it's bad. I will get on their case too much, you know? Right, Dylan?
Vinny's face just says it all.
Yeah, no.
But don't worry. We have Sandy that can manage it for us.
I will. I'll be a great manager, you know? Yeah. I'll make sure you guys get your right meds, so that way you don't have to worry about him. We could block him right up.
Yeah, I'm just saying, if she can manage the anger and frustration I'm going to feel living with you, maybe I'm looking for it.
I sure will, because I'll make sure you have you're living your best life, so that way that anger and stuff will be okay to deal with, because tomorrow I'll take you to the park.
Cool.
And go pick up girls.
Because that's what I'm going to need to have managed if I'm living with Derek, is that. Like, you have to basically stop me from killing him.
Yeah, basically. That's what I do sometimes. Yep. Yeah.
Hey, now, Sandy, you don't know the backstory of Vinny. If you Google Vinny Bucci eating a car, did you know this guy ate a car for real?
What?
Yes. It was on AdultSwim.com, okay? It was even on Adult Swim. And he actually ate a Ford Festiva.
Finally, someone gets the name right.
What is that?
How many times I've heard people say Fiesta? I've wanted to strangle them. Thank God somebody got it right.
But when you ate the Ford Festiva, was it your own Fiesta?
Not really. I mean, I wouldn't say it was a party and celebratory. I would say it was a long 2-year process.
How much metal do you think you still have inside of you now?
I don't know. I think there's at least one still. There's at least one still in there somewhere.
Oh wow!
I found that out. I found that out 4 years ago when I had to go to the hospital 4 years ago and discovered that they discovered I had a kidney stone, and while they x-rayed me, they found a capsule in there. So it was like that big. They even asked me like,
"Ooh, that must have hurt."
I had to tell the doctor what I did. Yeah, and then they kind of laughed at it, but they were just like, "Is it bothering you at all?" I said, "Honestly, I didn't even know it was there until just now when you told me." So they say I'm okay. Crazy. Worst case scenario, if it bothers me, I got to get surgery, but I don't think I need it. So,
and you say I'm crazy. I mean, on my podcast a few years ago, when I lived in Massachusetts, we're at the bank and there was dog biscuits there, and me and River, we tried a dog biscuit.
Oh wow!
Yeah, I'm still less crazy than you, Derek. That's just
come on, dog biscuit or Ford Festiva, Sandy. You'll be.
Even know what a Ford Festiva is.
A car.
It's a very small, compact car.
Okay. Oh, like the Vios, yeah. Vios or whatever it's called.
Something, yeah.
So come on, Sandy. Like, who's more crazy? Someone who eats a whole car or a dog biscuit?
Someone who eats a car is crazy. Yep, because dog biscuit, you know, that used to be pranks back in the day. You know, you give it to someone. Here, have them.
Dylan's in coyote country. Yeah. He could actually probably kill a coyote and eat the coyote.
Yeah.
What?
By the way, the playlist of the docuseries is in the chat. Do y'all want to click on? If Sandy wants to click on that and save it for later if she wants to watch it.
Okay. Oh yeah, I see it.
All right. Dylan left the
show.
It
was an hour and a half. Documentary film, but we cut it down when we got the rights back from Adult Swim. We turned it into a 7-episode docuseries to re-air it because they aired it like twice and then they shelved it, so it never really got much airtime, even though they told me it was the highest ranked documentary in the history of Adult Swim.
The head of
Adult Swim told me it was the highest rated segment.
Well, nice. Two of you. That's awesome. Like a frozen one of you and then a live one of you. So like the frozen one of you is like frozen in time.
I only see one. I don't see two of me.
It's funny, but all right. We're gonna end the show because I guess we're having some technical difficulty here. So this, I guess we're gonna end the show. Let's say thank you to Vinny Bucci. Thank you very much from Johns Creek, Georgia.
Thank you, Vinny.
Thank you.
Thank you, really, Derek, a.k.a. the whatever kid, Dylan Schneider. Thank you, Dylan.
Thanks, Dylan, for joining us today.
And thank you to Fly Girl Sandy. And if we get Melissa Rose back, anytime you want to co-host a show, you can be the regular member if you want or whenever you want to come back, you know?
Yeah, I'll come back. Definitely.
That's awesome. I love that.
Maybe we'll talk about the prank that we did. Didn't we do like a phone prank to somebody?
Oh, yeah. We'll talk about that. I think so. Yes, we did. Yes. Yes. that's always fun. Thank you very much, Sandy. And you have
You're welcome.
A great day. All right, guys.
All right. Bye, everybody. Nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you, too.
Bye-bye.